Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I am Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, April 18, 1885, a major fire broke out at the premises of the Carterton College in St. John. According to the Barbados Agricultural Reporter newspaper, about 11 a.m. that particular Saturday, a spark ignited the shingles of the roof of the principal's lodge. The highly flammable materials of which the roof was made caused the fire to quickly engulf much of it in minutes. The college's great bell was rung as an alarm, and soon 100 laborers marshaled their energies towards extinguishing the fire. The women and girls brought water from the nearby lake to extinguish the flames, but this proved inadequate, and much effort was instead exerted in trying to save as much of the furnishings and fittings of the house as possible. According to the newspaper, furniture and books were thrown from windows to waiting hands outside, whilst window frames and mahogany doors were torn from their hinges and dragged out to the lawn. Some workers even picked apart a stairway that was designed by Bishop Rawl that bore the names of the college's principals and presidents, whilst others kept the flames at bay. The shingles of the nearby mission house were drenched in water in what turned out to be a futile attempt to keep the fire from spreading to that building. The fire soon became so intense that it melted the lead of the window weights, scalding those standing below. The heat eventually drove the valiant workers away from the burning buildings so that by 1 o'clock, the staff focused their energies in quenching the embers that blew from the fire to the stables and outhouses on the property. The fire grew large enough to fully engulf the interior of the mission house and spread to the cane fields. It burnt one of the laborers' houses completely, whilst others were slightly damaged. But more were saved by the many workers on hand, as well as the considerable distance between structures. By 4 o'clock, the fire started to burn itself out, and great anxiety was relieved when the fire brigade arrived on the 4 o'clock train and worked on cutting down the burning parts of the structure, lest embers cause fresh mischief in the night. However, the fire continued to smolder in several places for at least a couple of days after, requiring someone to keep watch in case the fire reignited, which it did the following Sunday night. All that remained of the two structures were stone walls, the house's portico, part of the flooring, and a few beams of the old Barbados forest timber. Many of the window listles had fallen, and there were cracks in the wall. The damage was partially covered by insurance, but the work of the institution was seriously hampered, as the principal's lodge and the mission house were gutted by fire on this day, April 18, 1885.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.